Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Mind Body Clarity. I am Amber Price, and I help women just like you reclaim your personal power by developing your intuition so that you can align authentically to a lifestyle that you create and design through empowered choices. I am going to share tips and strategies to help you live in alignment with your authentic self and feel empowered to make decisions with clarity. Let's go. September 2023, Psychic Messages and Insights. This is awesome because, first of all, like, can you even believe that it's September already? I think that this has been the fastest year in my entire experience. And I think that when that happens and time is just fleeting by and there's really no concept of time, it means that you are aligning into what you're supposed to be doing. Like, everything is recognizing its soul's mission here. So when things go by super fast and there seems to be lack of control or identity in time, it is you allowing yourself to recognize what your soul is here to do. All right. So this message is going to be for anybody. It doesn't matter what month you were born. It is being able to take what you resonate with and then just leave the rest. All right. September is about renewal and rejection. First, rejection. Reject anything that is creating you to be blocked, miserable, stressed, anxious, resistant, obstinate, any of those things. It is about rejection. It's about overcoming your mindset that you need to stay in a certain expectation or experience that other people believe you should be in, or you have believed that you should be in, or that you have to forge through with. We don't always have to stay in circumstances that we're in to prove a point or to be the bigger person or to see things through to the very end. Sometimes rejection is the lesson. Sometimes rejection is the lesson. It's about giving yourself the autonomy to create your human experience and co-create it with the universe to align to the truest version of what you're supposed to be. If we think about time, time is fleeting, especially when you're aligning to things that you are meant to do, like when your soul is recognizing that it's aligned to what the mission is, to what your purpose is, time flies by. So when you are in that state where time has just completely been non-existent and you are fleeting through these moments and experiences, and there's moments where you feel stuck or you feel like time has completely stopped and paused or it's dragging by, it's time to really reconcile whether the things that you're experiencing in those moments are things that you need to reject. Because rejection is the lesson sometimes. It is about saying, I no longer choose to participate in this experience. I no longer have to prove to other people that I'm worthy or I'm a good person or I'm following the standards that someone else believes to be true. While I'm allowing myself to deteriorate, while I'm allowing myself to be stuck, it's about understanding and rejecting what does not serve you. Rejection can also be choosy with your selections of jobs and partners and friends and clothes and food and health and medical professionals and where you live and where you spend your time. Like, every single aspect of your life, you should be considering if it is in alignment with what you're trying to do that creates the version of you that allows you to be the best, most amplified soul in a human experience, or if you need to reject those experiences in order to continue on the next route, the next road, the next path, the next opportunity. So September 2023, part of this is rejection. Do I reject a job? Do I reject an opportunity? Do I reject this money? Do I reject that wardrobe, whatever, it doesn't matter. It's about discerning if something works for you or if you need to reject it. Now, that's a big lesson. That's a big lesson because letting go is something that a lot of us have trouble with. So when you think of rejection, if you can use it as a comparison to letting go, when we say rejection, there's a sense of not belonging or not fitting in or not being accepted. But when you say letting go, there's almost a sense of feeling because it is now a choice where you feel like you have to choose to release something. Essentially, energetically, it's the same vibrational frequency. Rejection and letting go are the same vibrational frequency, which means that if you're comfortable with one, you have to get comfortable with the other. And if you're not comfortable with either, it's finding the comfort level where you can actively participate in letting go and rejecting what doesn't serve you. And what doesn't serve you is all of the things that creates you to feel stalled, stuck, bored, lost, confused, resistant. So 2023, September, rejection. The other piece to this message for this month is renewal. It is about considering what every aspect of your life entails and renewing your vow or your contract or your mindset or your belief or your intention towards it. Being both feet in, not 1 foot in, 1 foot out, being wavering on something, loosey-goosey, inconsistent, not showing up for yourself, not showing up for others. It's about renewing your commitment to yourself and to the things that are going to allow you to have an objective and subjective view of your human experience as it relates to your soul's growth. Excuse me. So renewal is really taking seriously each aspect and identifying if you need it. And if you need it, then it's about you recommitting to it. So for September, understanding what you're willing to renew your commitment to and what you're willing to reject is going to help you find clarity along your journey to expansion. Because as we approach the end of this year, and I'm talking about even as soon as October, and I'm going to talk about October next month, but this month of September sets the stage for your expansion. And expansion can come in many different forms depending on what your soul's journey is about. But you are about to expand and you need to hold space for that. And if you don't do this prep work of rejection and renewal, then you're not going to be able to hold the space and not only hold space, but have the momentum and energy to sustain the space and hold it to not just allow things to come in and leave as fast as they arrived, but for them to come in and for you to experience it and be part of it and grow with it. That's what you're preparing for. That's what this month is all about. It's setting the stage and preparing for what's to come in the next few months as you start to prepare for expansion. And a lot of this expansion is about relationships. It's about personal relationships. It's about business relationships. It's about friendships and love relationships and like all the types of relationships. So it's about understanding what you no longer want and you have to reject, or not even what you no longer want, but what has been offered to you that you don't want to experience, and to understand that under rejection. And then also renewal, like recommit to it. Don't do things half fast. Don't have 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Decide what you're doing and go with it. Both of these things this month, rejection and renewal, are going to pull on your self-trust. it's going to require you to lean into the faith and the trust in yourself so wholeheartedly that you're making these meaningful decisions and empowered choices. And when you do that, and you're doing it from a place that's from your gut, like when I'm talking about your gut, I'm talking about where your inner intuition compass is, that inner, like when you think of that gut feeling, or you just know it with your whole heart and soul, that feeling in your body. That's what I want you to start to tap into this month is, where in your body are you feeling that self-trust, that compass of that intuitive guidance? Feel into it, tap into it, lean into that self-trust when you're making these choices about recommitment, renewal, and letting go or rejection. And you will find yourself setting the stage for the next coming experiences that you're about to journey. And depending on where you travel in this, you're going to really find that you're starting to create a version of yourself that's so true and so divine that you are attracting more of these types of experiences that allow you to feel a sense of abundance. And that is alignment. So this month is big, and although it boils down to two aspects, which is renewal and rejection, it really, really is the foundation and cornerstone of everything that you're setting up for the rest of 2023. All right, until next time, enjoy these messages and watch for the signs and validations from the universe as you navigate this month.
You just listened to Mind Body Clarity with Amber Price. Please head over to www.amber-price.com to check out more information. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share or rate it. See you next time.